back to the Germany game quickly. What are your memories of that game?
The memories? Well, I think just it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, really, that we got to play at Wembley. And I think to have 55,000 fans, which, you know, you would never think in a women's game at one of the best stadiums in England to have, and playing one of the best teams in the world. So even though the result wasn't how we wanted it to go, I think it was still a great occasion and something we hope to have more of.
You had that chance in the early minute, which could have made a big difference to the game, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously it would have been nice to have gone in, but I definitely think it would have changed the game. You know, I think the confidence of the girls might have changed, and obviously Germany then they're on the back foot, but it's how football goes, and, you know, hopefully another time it'll have a bit of luck and it'll go in.
So America's next. Are you going into it as just another game?
I guess so, but, you know, I think everything that we do right now is preparing for the World Cup. You know, we need to be playing the bigger teams and experiencing what they can do and what challenges they bring. And, you know, the likes of Germany and USA are the best teams we can go up against. So I think it's preparation, really, for us and the girls, and, you know, more knowledge for us leading into a World Cup.
And the nice thing is as well, I mean, Mark's still trying out new combinations. He's brought Katie and Anita back in.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the thing with the league right now is that Mark has a lot of choice of players and big decisions to make on players. And, you know, he'll choose players that he needs for specific games and specific outcomes. So, obviously, the likes of Neats and Katie have been big players over the last few years. And, you know, that's why they're here now. And, obviously, a few injuries in the squad that, you know, we need more than just 23 players or 30 players that need to be ready for being a part of the England squad.
How good is it to test yourself against these world-class players?
Yeah, I think as a player, it's everything you want to do. You know, you want to play against the best players in the world, and you don't just want to play against them, but you want to kind of shine out against them as well. You want to be competing with the best players in the world to prove, you know, yourself as an individual can compete, and as a team we can compete. So I think, you know, the whole squad will be really excited for Friday and looking forward to a new challenge.
Is a selection for Canada on your mind just yet, or is it just a case of playing your best between now and then?
No, I think we take each game as it comes, and, you know, obviously the main goal and the main outcome is for selection of the World Cup, but I think we've got to show what we can do in games leading up to that and, you know, gain more knowledge and kind of strengthen as a squad more than anything.
A few quick questions on Arsenal. Last time we spoke, you've signed your new term contract. How important is that to you?
You know, I've obviously been at Arsenal since I was 17, and I think it's a club that I've loved and kind of grew up with and, you know, always wanted to play for. So I think kind of giving a bit more of my future to them was kind of a no-brainer at this time. And, you know, I'm very settled at the club and very happy with how it's going. So hopefully I can keep improving there as a player. And I think I wouldn't be where I am today without being a player at Arsenal and being around some of the best players there is around. So, you know, I'm very thankful that, you know, I'm kind of settled for the next 2 years.
What are you learning from Pedro as a manager?
I think he just brings a different style of play. You know, he wants to play the Arsenal way, and he's got obviously a lot of experience in different countries. So I think as soon as he came over, he knew what he wanted and he knew what players he wanted. And, you know, obviously I really look up to him as a manager, and I think it showed at the end of last season how good he is and talented he is, because, you know, we shot up places in the league, and I mean, we're only 5 points off Liverpool at the end of it. So I think it shows what he can do, and hopefully he can bring that to the team this year, and obviously getting new players in as well.
Kelly's obviously recently announced the international retirement. What were your thoughts on that when it was announced to you all?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a surprise, but, you know, Kelly's got to do what's best for her, and I think she's had obviously one of the best careers, and I'm sure if any player could have a career like Kelly, you know, they'd grab it with both hands. So I think for us just to have her still at Arsenal is a massive plus, and I'm sure she'll bring all of her experience and, you know, hopefully still get some minutes with us as well, because she's still one of the best players around, and, you know, I think anyone would want her on their team.
And have you set yourself any personal ambitions this season?
I think I just want to have a good season. You know, obviously the main outcome is World Cup, and, you know, being a major part of that. So I think working hard at Arsenal will be my main goal and hopefully shining out in the league a bit. So this year is obviously a big year for everyone, and I think everyone's going to be on their toes fighting for places. So I think I've definitely got to step up to the mark and just keep improving as a player and hopefully get some more goals.